Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about stopping and reflecting upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that on this All Saints Sunday, as you hear the text, you'll reflect upon it and the word will come into your life, that you'll reflect upon the word and others who have made a difference in your walk in Christ, and you'll give thanks for all those things that made you who you are. I pray that this time would be helpful for you as you continue your walk in Christ. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The second reading that's appointed for this day comes from Paul's letter to the church of Ephesus, the first chapter. He writes, "In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people and to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may perceive what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and made him the head over all things for the church, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." The word of the Lord. As you think about the text for this day, I think about it being All Saints Sunday. And I'm filming in a different spot. We're in the old chapel, because part of All Saints is to remember the saints who have gone before us. As Paul writes, he talks about obtaining this inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel. And then he goes on writing to the saints in Ephesus. He says, "I have heard of your faith and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers." In some ways, we may think of all saints as we think about saints, you know, those who are perfect. But that's really not what it means. Paul writes to the saints of Ephesus. We talk about the saints. The saints are those who have been set apart for the gospel. It's about those who have been marked with the cross of Christ forever. That includes you and me, and includes those who have gone before us and those who are with us now. Many times, though, this day pushes us to think about the history. And so I thought about taping here, because I know for many people in our congregation, this space is a sacred space. While we may not use it for worship week in and week out, it was in this space, here at this spot at the altar, where people have been fed and nourished for years. And in the front here, where people brought their children, or they themselves were here, and the waters of baptism were poured over them. Or maybe they knelt at the communion rail as the pastor and sponsors laid hands and they affirmed their faith, renewed their baptism in the rite of confirmation. All of these remembrance, these things, help us to remember the journey of faith that we're on. And part of that journey is to remember that while we journey in this life, it's all shaped by those who have come before us. It's shaped by those who are with us. As Paul says, he writes to the people, "I have heard of your faith and your love towards all the saints. And for this, I give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers." I think about All Saints as a time to stop and to think about who are those people that have been instrumental in your faith journey. Parents, grandparents, pastors, a Sunday school teacher, a person who sat in front of you in the pew, or maybe somebody who sat behind you, right? Somebody who was the Luther League advisor. All of these people were part of that communion of saints, that group of people that help to shape and nurture, to remind us of what Paul says, this inheritance that we've been given. We are called saints, not because of godly behavior. We're called saints because in the waters of baptism, God claims us. As it says here, that we have been marked with the cross of Christ. That it's God who is there. In baptism, we make the sign of the cross and being talked about, marked with the cross of Christ and sealed with the Holy Spirit. That God comes to us and is with us always. It's that inheritance that's been given to us. The hope of the salvation that declares to us that we are set apart. For that's what a saint is, that we have been set apart for the gospel. And part of it is, I think, as we remember and think about those who have shaped us, I think we should also stop for a moment and to think about how we also may be shaping those who come after us. How is it that you're making a difference in the lives of those whom you encounter? Neighbors, co-workers, family, children, and the church. For part of it is, as you think about this building some, as we think about the history and all that happened here in this space, part of it set a foundation for what was to come. This is what led to the ministry continuing to moving forward so that there was a new building. And then maybe 100 years from now, there'll be something else. Because after all, in some ways, while the building may hold special memories, the inheritance that we get, the power that's in these sacred spaces, is less about the space and more about the one who is active. The God who claims us, the God who watches over us. And on a day of All Saints, we give thanks for all that has happened, those who have shaped us, and also to think about how we can make a difference in the lives of those who come after us. How can we help others to know that they've been marked with the cross of Christ, that they've been sealed by the Holy Spirit, so that as they come and kneel in a different space, they would know that God is with them. All Saints is a day to remember that part of our faith is about being a community. Too often our culture, I think, pushes us to the notion of faith being an individualized thing. And while we do each have our individual faith and our own walk with Christ, it's never about just me and Jesus, but it's about a community. Knowing that inheritance that's been given to me and to others. And how do we journey and be a part of that communion of saints, that community that gathers? For when you gather at the table and you kneel to receive, you're not kneeling by yourself, but you're kneeling with a community. And part of it is for us to think about as we gather, it's not just those who are physically present here, but as we gather as the communion of saints, we gather with the saints of all times and places. It's that community, all saints, and lift them up and to remember to give thanks. For when you think about Paul's letters, we have these letters and they have these strange names, Ephesians, Colossians. They're really written to churches. It's to the church of Ephesus, to the church of Colossae, to the church of Rome. Paul's writing to them to encourage them, to help to teach them, to remember them, to give thanks, to pray for them, to know that they're a part of a community. And that's part of All Saints, of remembering that community that we have been gathered together. And how is it that we give thanks for that community that gathered in ages past, and we gather in that community that's today. On All Saints Day, may we remember all the saints in this community of faith that we are gathered with. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God of promise and power, we give you thanks for the inheritance which you have prepared for your saints, for those who have gone before us in faith, and for those who walk beside us even now. Open the eyes of our hearts that we may see the hope to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious presence among your people, and the immeasurable greatness of your power at work in us who believe. As you raised Christ from the dead, you seated Christ above all powers and authorities, so raise us, O Holy One, to new life in hope, courage, and love. Strengthen us, members of Christ's body, to live as signs of your kingdom until that day when all your saints in heaven and on earth are gathered in your eternal embrace and you are all in all. We pray all of this in your holy name. Amen. And now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.